Logos appear. Comedy Dynamics, a nacelle company. VidAngel Studios. A man with curly shoulder-length hair and a beard touches a mural, a fire hydrant, a tree, and a movie rental machine, turning them all blue. Dry Bar presents...
Give it up for Josh Blue!
A title appears over a stage. Josh Blue, the disabled list. Under blue lights, Josh takes the mic in a crowded theater, setting the mic stand aside.
Oh, wow, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, you guys. I know that some of you know who I am. Yeah, but I'm also well aware that maybe this is your first time seeing me. And if that's the case, then I'm pretty sure you're confused right now. This can't be the thing, right? It is good to be here. You know, I'm not from Salt Lake, but I look like I am.
Josh's right arm twitches at his side, with his hand bent forward at the wrist.
Just another wobbly guy on the sidewalk.
Josh staggers in a circle.
I'm a comedian. I made $8 walking over here. Thank you, by the way. I didn't spend it wisely. It's a fun time. I've been enjoying it. Somebody at my hotel ran up on me and was like, "Hey, man, did I see you on TV?" I'm like, "Well, how am I supposed to know?" If you don't know, I don't know.
He shrugs.
And then tonight, I was coming into the show, somebody on the street, one of you guys, probably, just... He's all excited. He's like, "Hey, I came here just to see you." I'm like, "Well, I guess you can go home then." Mission accomplished, fella.
He grins and jauntily swings his arm.
I would like to mention I have cerebral palsy. I like to get that out of the way early in the show. I do talk about it a little bit. You know, there's a few reasons I talk about it. Number one is I've come to find if I don't mention it, after a little while... the audience is like, "Does he know?" That he has that?
Josh shakes his right hand, which stays bent at the wrist.
Another big reason is everything I talk about comes from the perspective of a disabled person. Right? I mean, this is all that I've ever known. I guess I'll admit that early in my career, I tried to do my show from a Southern Belle point of view. Could never get that to play quite right, you know? Dear Diary. Haven't been right since Mr. Earl left. You guys are a fun crowd, man. Well, I could definitely say there's a few people still looking at me like...
He crosses his arms, frowns, and shakes his head.
What's after this? A midget juggler? Come on. Yeah, Fernando, and you're gonna love him. Yeah, he can juggle other midgets. So if you are one, you know, just be ready. The bar might not be as dry after this. Well, you're looking at me, that guy does not look dry at all, I'm telling you. It's clean comedy, you should take a shower first. Thank you, I do. I took 2 showers today, I just look dirty, I don't know what it is. No, people always ask me if this bracelet is one of those copper magnetic healing bracelets. I'm like, oh, does that thing work? Like, oh yeah, man, I was in a wheelchair last week. This thing's been kicking some butt for me, man. I'm going to put it on this arm next week.
He waves his right arm. In the front row, a man doubles over laughing.
Actually, I better take it off soon. You know, I don't want to get too bitter. I might mess up my gig, you know. I have to tell corny white guy jokes. I don't know. Thank you, my man. I gotta say, this has gotta be the best make-a-wish ever. Thanks for playing along. I'm sure you can all write this off. Yeah. It is fun, man. I love telling jokes. I do a lot of shows. I travel all over this beautiful country of ours, and I've been seeing more handicap accessible stuff going in everywhere. It's great, really well needed. But I gotta tell you, as a physically disabled person, I kind of feel obligated to use that stuff. You know how awkward that is when I'm on a date and I have to use the ramp? You know?
He saunters back and forth across the entire stage as if climbing a switchback ramp.
I'll be there in a minute, baby. This Walgreens is up on a hill. I don't know. Oh, honey, let me get the door for you.
He smacks the wall as if he's hitting a button, then bows with one arm extended.
Who says chivalry is dead, huh? I'm sure glad we got cell phones. You know, we've come a long way. The flip phone was no good for me. That I miss a lot of calls with that one, you know. Gotta get an oyster sucker to open it.
Josh fumbles with his hands.
You're still better than when you had to write down your number and give it to a girl. Like, okay, let me get you my number. I gotta get this stack of paper here. 7, 2.
He mimes, turning a page after each number.
9 sheets later, like, here you go, baby, don't mix them up. Thank you. I went to New York recently and I tried to hail a taxi and I caught a pigeon. Like, oh.
Josh throws his head back and laughs as the man in the front row doubles over again, covering his eyes. Josh wanders over to the mic stand.
Just let me know when you're ready, man.
The man folds his arms and grins.
I still don't think he's ready, man. I don't want to hurt nobody. I didn't even know I had the pigeon until I was in the cab. Oh. It didn't make it. Oh, no. Tell me about the rabbits. It's weird, weird being me, I gotta say. You know, since I live in like a dual world, like, I could be walking down the street and somebody come by, oh, can I get an autograph? I saw you on TV. And then, like, 2 steps later, like, get away from me, you drunk ass!
He whips his head back and forth.
Either way, I ask for a dollar. You know what they say, when one door closes, it locks behind you. So, just gotta go to the next house. Use a window if you have to. A lot of people don't know this about me, but for many years I was a member of the U.S. Paralympic National Soccer Team. Where were you guys at the games?
He casts a searching look at the audience.
Sure could have used those 30 claps. I know many of you maybe don't know what the Paralympics are, which is unfortunate because it's the second largest sporting event on the planet. It's the Olympics for people with physical disabilities. We're second largest only to the able-bodied Olympics. Oh yeah, must be tough running with 2 legs, huh? Nothing but punks to us. I love being on that team. It was an amazing experience traveling the world. I got to go to the 2004 Paralympics in Athens, Greece. Oh. Again, thank you for that. Me and my teammates didn't have to get worry about getting tested for any performance-enhancing drugs. You know? We did not represent the country well. I was, sorry, everybody. I was just not good. We didn't do good at all. Well, we were playing against teams like Brazil and Russia, like teams that have a program that they live together all year round and practice twice a day. And we didn't do that. We lost to Russia 11-1. And the one was they scored on themselves. They just got tired of shooting on our goalie. Just take some real shots. And he saved a bunch of their shots, man. They're so good, man. I found out the coach don't like when you high-five the other team. When they're, oh, that was awesome, man. How'd you do that? Some of those players, though, were so good. Like the Russian team, I'm just on the field looking at them like, okay, well, there's nothing even wrong with that guy right there.
He points, then turns his back to the crowd and waves as if to a referee.
I call BS number 5, man. We better get a neurologist out here. Then he run by, be like, oh man, his hand's on backward. Okay. I got injured in one of the games in the Paralympics, and my coach had the nerve to put me on the disabled list. Shouldn't that somehow make me better? The two wrong cancels itself out or something. I had a lot of fun with my teammates. It was just cool getting to hang out with other physically disabled dudes. You know, we've all been through some of the same stuff. And we just got really comfortable being disabled. We got so comfortable that, like, on trips, we came up with this game where we would see who could hold open their jacked up hand longer. Ready, go, okay.
He fans out his clenched fingers, then releases them.
Good game, good game. You get to hold the dead pigeon now. You guys remember from earlier? You guys remember? I do miss being on the Paralympic team. One thing I really miss is traveling with everybody. Because I gotta say, there's nothing more entertaining than watching 12 dudes with cerebral palsy get off an airplane in a row. Everybody in the terminal thinks there's some type of zombie invasion going on.
Josh exaggerates a limp across the stage. He waves his right arm, fanning open his fingers and rolling his eyes. He smiles at the crowd.
He's the goalie. None of us really walk like that, you know? We just like messing around, you know? See how far through customs we can get. Last one, Taze loses. You know, my whole life I've always had people kind of stare at me, and you know, I thought it was because of my cerebral palsy, and then I went to the Paralympics, and then in the cafeteria, there's like 3,000 disabled people trying to get lunch. And then I went in there and everybody's staring at me. I'm like, what is it? There's a guy over there eating with his foot. Like, one thing I don't miss about being on the team is our coach used to make us all dress alike. You know, represent your country, which is great. That's awesome. I love representing our wonderful, beautiful country. But, you know, we're a bunch of crippled dudes trying not to stick out as it is, you know? Got us all wearing the same goofy tracksuit. Like, all I'm saying, coach, is just give us a chance. Just a chance. We got people walking by us like, oh, that's nice. They took them to the mall. Some of them got stuff. And if I say something that offends you, I really do apologize. That's not my intention. But if I do, just think of it this way. I just have really well-timed Tourette's. That's the great thing about having a disability. When you have one, you can have them all. Nobody's going to call you on that one, I'll tell you. Hey, Josh, you weren't blind yesterday. I'm today, buddy.
He sweeps the mic in front of him as if it's a cane.
Come across the street. And let's see how long we can hold this hand open. You guys remember from earlier? Yeah, I just had this happen to me again. I was at a restaurant with a bunch of friends, and the server went around the table and took everyone's order. And then when they got to me, they're like, and what will he have? My buddy was like, I'm guessing a talk with your manager. Trick, I'm walking in like a zombie invasion. Oh.
He staggers with his arm up in the air, twirling his wrist.
Table for nine. Well, you guys, a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Josh waves and takes a bow as the audience gets to their feet. He bumps fists with the man in the front row and saunters off stage with a final wave of the mic. Credits. Material written and performed by Josh Blue. Director, Aaron Stevenson. Executive producers, Jeffrey Harmon and Liz Ellis. Producer, Aaron Stevenson. More credits roll. Film Commission, performed and videoed at VidAngel Studios in Provo, Utah. Logos: VidAngel Studios, Comedy Dynamics, a Nacelle company.